Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning this program. Before this message, I'd like to read the passage written by Shinran Shonin. If possible, please put the hands together in Gassho. Kimyo Muryo Junyorai. I take refuge in the Tathagata of immeasurable life. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Namandabu, Namandabu, Namandabu. Namandabu, Namandabu. Today, I'd like to talk about how should we overcome our passing. In our lives, we are always trying to get many things, such as money, house, car, high position in our society. But our lives are limited. We must get old, get sick, and someday must pass away. And when we pass away, we must leave everything we have behind. As an example, I'd like to introduce a story about a fox. Once upon a time, there lived a fox. One day, the fox discovered that the grapes had grown ripe at the orchard. He said, "Oh, they look yummy." The fox was too fat, so he could not pass through the fence. So to be slim, he did not eat or drink for 3 days. 3 days later, the fox lost enough weight to pass through the fence, and so he did. The fox ate many grapes. He said, "Oh, they are so ono." After eating, the fox said, "I cow-cow enough. Now I will go home." However, he became too fat. So he said, "Oh my goodness, I cannot pass through the fence again." Again, the fox could not eat and drink for 3 days. 3 days later, the fox was thin enough to get through the fence, but said, "I could live, but I will become hungry again." Our lives are also like this fox. When we are born, we are naked. And when we pass away, we must do so without any of our belongings. Even though we can get many things in our lives, we cannot take anything after our lives are over. In this way, even if we can get everything what we wished for, we cannot get true happiness. So we must find a way to overcome our passing. Buddhism was founded by Shakyamuni Buddha. He was a prince in the kingdom. So when he was young, he could get everything what he wanted. But he realized that he also would have to pass away in the future. To overcome his passing and to seek the true happiness, he left the castle. And then, 6 years later, he was awakened that all beings and all things are related and connected to each other. In other words, all of us are living in one infinite life. After Shakyamuni Buddha's passing away, Buddhism was separated many traditions. Our tradition, Shin Buddhism, is one of them. And Shin Buddhism was founded by Shinran Shonin. Shinran Shonin called the infinite life as Amida Buddha because Amida Buddha's Amida means infinite life. At the beginning of this message, I read the phrase of Shoshinge written by Shinran Shonin. I would like to read the English translation again. I take refuge in the Tathagata of immeasurable life. Tathagata means Buddha. So, Tathagata of immeasurable life means Amida Buddha that has infinite life. So, this passage means that Shinran Shonin entrusted himself to Amida Buddha's limitless life. If we rely on the Buddha, our lives are embraced by Amida's limitless life. So our lives will not be ended even after we pass away. So Shinran Shonin wished us that we also rely on the Buddha's infinite life. That is, if we take refuge in the Buddha's life, we can overcome our passing. Thank you very much for listening to this message. In closing this message, I would like to recite the Onen Butsu. That means we rely on Amida Buddha's limitless life. Please put your hands together and say Namo Amida Butsu with me, if you can. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Namandabu, 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 Namandabu. Namandabu, Namandabu, Namandabu. Namandabu, Namandabu, Namandabu.少し時間がありますので、日本語でもお話しさせていただきます。阿弥陀仏の阿弥陀とは、限りのない命という意味です。私たちの命は限られており、いつか必ず命を終えていかなくてはなりません。ですが、阿弥陀様にお任せしたならば、私たちの命は阿弥陀様の限りのない命に包まれます。そして、阿弥陀様と共に永遠の命を生きることができるのです。最後まで聞いていただき、本当にありがとうございました。最後に、お念仏を唱えさせていただきます。ナモアミラ仏、ナモアミラ仏、ナモアミラ仏。ナマンダーブ、ナマンダーブ、ナマンダーブ、ナマンダーブ、ナマンダーブ、ナマンダーブ、ナマンダーブ、ナマンダーブ。